Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First up, we're joined by Ernie Francis Jr. today. How's the test going this morning?
Going pretty good. You know, it's always fun to turn laps around this place. One of my favorite tracks to drive around, and this lights car is really awesome to drive around here. Already feeling really confident. Haven't been in the car since Laguna, end of the season, so it's fun to be back in the car turning some laps, but car's feeling good. You know, really happy with the changes we've made in this offseason, you know, running with HMD, supported by Force Indy. I think it's a great program, and I think we have the potential to be really competitive this year.
When did the HMD Force Indy kind of combo happen? Before, obviously, you know, before it was announced last week, but you know, how did that whole process take place over the last month and a half since Laguna ended?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of gotten pieced together in the last like 2 months, really.
Yeah.
Kind of getting pieced together how it would work and the way that it would all function, how everybody would switch over. But yeah, you know, it all got kind of figured out, and then I just got told where to show up and what to drive. So, really happy with it, though. I think it's the right step for the program to make sure we're in a competitive environment and have the best chance to succeed and win on track.
Building off of your, now rookie season in Indy Lights, is there an area that you are kind of looking at for this test and any other off-season work that you get that you are looking at, whether it's qualifying, race pace or whatever? What are you most looking forward to being able to improve on this year?
Right now today, I think we're just looking to just get back accustomed to the car again.
Yeah.
Been a little bit since we've driven the car. We have a bunch of tests coming up the next month or so. So right now we're just trying to get back used to the car and work on that, get used to the team, how everything's going to work around here. But yeah, once we get into the testing schedule more, then want to work on our qualifying pace for sure. I think that's something that we've improved upon on last year.
Yeah.
Throughout the course of the season, but always can get better. So that's something we're going to look at doing, and just working on overall, just getting more used to these cars. It's been a big transition for me from my career, from what I've used to been driving.
Sure.
to these. So felt like I got really comfortable in the cars over the course of last season. And I think we're looking to be pretty competitive this year. So,
two more for you. One, are you going, what was the biggest adjustment coming from, a Trans Am car, an SRX car, to you're driving now an open wheel car?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the weight difference and the downforce difference. These cars weigh about half of what I'm used to, and they have probably double the downforce that I'm used to. So it's all about just how quick and nimble these cars are, but you also have to be pretty smooth with it too. You have to be very precise. Every millimeter matters out here. You got to be perfect everywhere you're going, because the tiniest little thing, you get on the throttle 10 feet later than the next guy, and there goes 2/10, and that puts you back to P10 versus being in the top five. So, it's a lot of precise driving out here, and, been getting used to that, and I think we're on the right track.
Is there any, I don't know if worry is the right word, you're testing with, Cooper tires on the car now, but come January 1st-ish, you're going to have a Firestone tire on there. So is there any worry that what you're learning in the off season could be slightly negated by going to a new tire compound in a couple months?
No, I think we figure the Firestone tire is going to be just overall more grip.
Yeah.
More grip everywhere. But we feel like this testing is still going to be valuable. We're not working on as much of just overall setup changes, trying to figure out where we're going to be at for when we race next year, because obviously it's going to be different. But I think we're just looking to work on getting acclimated with the team, the car, what changes do what, so we do know when we get on the Firestones that this will make the car do what we want. Not really looking for exact precise changes on what the car is going to be exactly like for when we're racing out here. But there's a little bit of worry because we won't get on the tires until, probably January or February.
Yeah.
But everybody's in the same boat, so I think we're all going to have to adapt and figure it out when the time comes.
Cool, man. Best of luck.
Yep, thank you.
Next up, we're joined by Rasmus Lind. This is your first Indy Lights test in a little while now. How's it feel to be back in the car?
No, it feels good. It's been a little bit more than a year now, so it's fun to be back. I haven't driven a car in 6 months, really. So I last race was walk-ins.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. Nice to be back, though.
So what's the overall goal today for testing? Just to get comfortable in the car and not worry so much about setups before you kind of turn focus to that next year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, get used to how these guys work. I have done a test with HMD before, but it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, really. I just settle in with the team and get used to how they run things and, not worry too much about setup-wise because we're having a different tire next year. So just settle in as much as we can, really.
Is there any worry that, you know, you're running a Cooper tire today and then you run a Firestone at some point, you know, when the calendar turns to next year, that anything you might learn is not as useful? Or in your case, since you haven't been in the car, everything is useful?
Yeah, for me, it's basically to just get back into it. I mean, now the first session, we were in the top five already, so I don't think the pace will be an issue. It's just settling back with the guys, what I want from the car, you know, what directions I want compared to someone else. So it's just settling with the engineer, really.
Last question is, how did the Garage XYZ partnership with HMD, you know, come into the fold?
Yeah, it's because of my manager, Stefan Johansson. He's a big part of this. So we put this together. We've been doing this for like 3 months now to getting it together, and we finally got it together for a whole season. I can't thank the Garage crew enough and Stefan Johansson for this.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Next up, we're joined by Nolan Siegel, racing next year for HMD after the finale at Laguna last year. So now that you got a little bit of seat time in an Indy Lights car, does today's test almost feel like a little bit easier, a little bit less, maybe nerve-wracking?
Yeah, definitely. I think having driven the car before, and I don't have much experience in it, but just having the experience that I got at Laguna is definitely a big help for this test, and I think going into the whole off season.
So I know we talked before Laguna, but how did that weekend go in general?
It went well. I had done one test in the car, so it was a difficult situation, and there weren't really any expectations. But I think that it went quite well, and the pace was relatively close. So I think if I can just keep building on that performance, that'll be really good.
So, you know, one of the big jumps in the, I'm still going to call it the road to Indy, is Indy Pro 2000 up to Indy Lights. What did you notice after a race weekend in terms of, you know, raceability of the two cars as you moved up the ladder?
There are a lot of differences between the two. In Indy Lights, we have push to pass, which changes the dynamic of the race quite a bit, and it's a much longer race. So managing the car a little bit more is important, whereas in Indy Pro, you can kind of just push flat out all the time. You can't necessarily do that in the Lights car.
So one of the, I guess, kind of big changes for Indy Lights is come January-ish, you'll have Firestone tires instead of the Cooper tires that you're running today. Is there any data that with Cooper tires that you can still bring on a test like this? Or I know some guys are going to Barber before the year ends that can still translate over to a newer tire come 2023?
I think that any experience in the car is going to be really helpful, especially for all of us new people. Obviously, no one knows for sure. Yeah. Everyone's pretty unsure about what's going to happen with the Firestone, but I think that any mileage in the Lights car, just learning about the car itself, is going to be really valuable for me.
What's the off-season plan other than testing? You get any sports car experience in again or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I'm working. I was actually at a test at Daytona yesterday, last night, so it's been busy on the sports car side, and I don't have any announcements yet, but I'm hoping to be in WeatherTech again for the endurance races.
So let me end this with, what's an endurance race like? Does it help you at all in terms of, you know, just driver stamina when it comes to, you know, an Indy Lights race?
Yeah, I think that it's really valuable experience, and stints in the LMP3 car this past year have been, you know, up to 3 hours. So, you know, three Indy Lights races, if not more. So I think that it's definitely helpful, and being able to kind of manage the car for a longer period of time is valuable experience for this as well.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Joined next by Josh Green, running this morning inside the top 10 for testing. So how is your Indy Lights test going today?
Oh, it's good. The car is super, super cool.
Yeah.
It was very cold in the morning, so it was, I'd say, tough to get a read in that first session, just trying to get the laps in more than anything. And then had a big lockup, which you find very quickly that on these cars actually matters. In the Indy Pro car, you could kind of get away with a little lockup here and there, and it wouldn't damage the tire. Here, I damaged the tire enough that everyone was surprised I was still driving on it. So, yeah.
What's the to you, what's the biggest difference between an Indy Pro car and an Indy Lights car?
Actually, I was having a conversation earlier with Nolan Siegel, and I think he put it well, that the Indy Pro car, you have more grip than power.
Okay.
And in this car, you have a lot more power than you do grip.
Yeah.
So you're always kind of searching for grip around the whole circuit. The tires are always screaming for mercy. Obviously, we had the Firestone coming in, which everyone thinks may change that. But at the moment, the car moves around a ton. And honestly, I think it's a lot of fun, and the driving style is quite cool.
Nice. So you have this test. Do you have any other tests before the year ends?
Yeah. So currently we have one more at Barber in a couple days, actually.
Okay.
And then a couple more tests scheduled here and there. But obviously, it's all very tire dependent at the moment.
Sure. So with everything being tire dependent, and then you switch to a new tire next year, how do you kind of strategize what you work on at a track this year when there's a new Firestone tire coming in a couple months?
I think the process stays about the same, right? You're always just trying to get everything you can out of it. And we need to be very on top of when we do get the Firestone, because I think it's going to be quite late. But we have the advantage of obviously having, you know, 75 drivers on our team. But so with nine of us, at least one of us is going to figure out the tire, and at least one engineer is going to figure out the tire, and that'll let us all have a lot of information to build off of. Yeah, I mean, the process is the same, really. It's a new car to me, and I think in a way that'll honestly benefit me, given I won't be able to get too many bad habits when it comes to switching to the Firestone.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just laps right now.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we're joined by Kiffin Simpson. Second place in the test so far this morning, or this afternoon now. So how's the test going for you? Obviously, you have speed in the car.
Yeah, car's been feeling really good ever since I got in it. I mean, since the track started to warm up to where it was actually drivable. Ever since this morning, I've been feeling really comfortable in the car.
When it was as cold as it was when you first got on the track this morning, is it more of just getting a feel for the car since you've been out for a month and really not really worrying about setup or anything else going on? Because it's just too damn cold.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the last probably hour and a half was pretty decent. And you could actually run and feel the car quite well by about lap five.
Yeah.
But we haven't really changed much on the car because the car just feels quick. So no need to really change much right now.
Is that the plan for this afternoon? Kind of keep it status quo and just get some laps in and get some more experience under your belt?
Yeah. Probably just going to run a lot of laps because we didn't get too many this morning.
Yeah.
We've got another set of tires and then another set of used tires as well, so we've got a lot of running that we can do this afternoon.
Is there anything after, you know, your Indy Lights season, which only ended 2 months ago, was it? A month ago at this point, that you want to work on in these off-season tests for 2023?
Really just getting comfortable with this car, overall pace, just making sure I'm as quick as I can for when the season rolls around. Because a lot of tracks, it's pretty difficult to pass. So if I'm out front from the start, then I'll be quite comfortable.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Joined by Josh Pearson next. How's the test going so far today?
It's been all right. You know, I think for us, I definitely was one of the first out there. So I think we went through our tires early, and obviously that didn't mean that we were going to set the fastest lap time. But for me this year, I'm not really worried about that. You know, I've got a long career ahead of me, and I've got time to learn. And so I'm going to go at my own pace and kind of improve how I can. And, you know, for me, this year is going to be mainly about learning. And I want to run up front. I want to win.
Sure.
But, you know, things do take time, and that's going to be part of it for me.
Is that part of the, you know, appeal of going to HMD is, and not only do you have a ton of data available?
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
With, you know, 64 teammates, but the last couple of years, it might be an exaggeration, the last couple of years they've proven they've been able to run up front, but also, you know, groom drivers for Indy cars. Now we've seen with David Malukas. So is that part of the appeal of working with HMD?
Yeah, I think definitely that is part of it. You know, you have a lot of reference this year, especially with the 9 cars. So I like the term you use, 63 teammates. So there's definitely a lot of appeal to having, you know, good data to look at. You know, in particular, Rasmussen coming back and Frost are going to be quick. I would assume Rasmus Lind as well will be good. So there's going to be a lot of good data to look at. And I think, you know, from my perspective, that gives me a good target to kind of set in a way. So I think that is part of the appeal. Also, it's just generally a good atmosphere within the team. You know, people are friendly, and it's fun guys to work with. So it makes each weekend, you know, easy to get through.
Yeah, they're pretty good people for the most part. Is it possible that having 8 other teammates can be information overload, like you're looking at too much data, or is that just not possible?
You know, I think in that case, there's never too much. You know, I think the only way that it gets out of hand is if we start having debriefs with all 9 of us, which I assume won't happen. I'm fairly confident that they'll keep it in groups of, you know, 4 to 5. In which case, then, you know, the debriefs become pretty simple to look through. There's not a lot going on. The only way that I think it could get out of hand is if it becomes kind of overwhelming and we're all in a group setting. You know, we're one engineer per driver, and we're all looking at. And that doesn't factor in driver coaches. So, but I'm confident that, you know, they sorted out a good way to do it. So I think it'll be okay.
So I see you with an IMSA fire suit on. Are you planning to return to do some endurance races again next year, or is that up in the air right now?
So I'm signed for WEC again.
Okay.
So I'll actually miss a couple lights races this year.
Okay.
I think 3. If you ask me which ones, I can probably. I think Detroit, Laguna, and there was another one that I'm not going to remember. So I think it might be Road America.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure, but
we'll figure it out.
Whatever. I'll miss 3 lights races.
Yeah.
To finish off the wet calendar, and you know, I know the goal would be to return to IMSA for the long races.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of experience that can be gained from endurance racing in general.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I would love to go back to IMSA for the long races for Daytona, Sebring, Watkins, and Petit. But you know, I've got offers, and it's about choosing the right one and finding a home that kind of fits me for those 4 long races.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck in everything next year.
Thank you very much.
Working our way down the HMD roster of 63 drivers, I'm joined now by Christian Bogle, running again with HMD next year. So how's the test going so far this morning?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We got a little bit of running in this morning. Pretty late start because of the temperatures.
Yeah.
But obviously pretty slick out there this morning, slowly building up to it. But yeah, it's been pretty good so far. No real complaints getting back in the car, getting back in the rhythm. It's been a bit, so just happy to be back.
Have you been able to test at all after Laguna before this, or is this your first time back in the car?
This is the first time back in the lights car since Laguna.
Yeah. So you got done your Indy Lights season with HMD. what are you looking forward to being able to work on this off season before 2023 starts?
Yeah, I think we have quite a bit to work on just before we get started with next season. I really know where I need to improve to make a big step next year, and I think we can. We have a lot of time to do that in the off season, and hopefully we get some good tests in and really make the improvements that we need, because we know where we struggle, we know where we're strong, so we just need to take out those weak points.
Indy Lights is switching to Firestone tires, you know, after the calendar year flips over. Are you excited by the what people seem to be describing as a much more grippy tire next year?
Yeah, I'm super hyped to try a new tire out as well. I think it's going to be a big reset for a lot of people, a lot of teams. So it'll be interesting to see how everyone rolls up in St. Pete and where the pace is for everyone. So I think it'll be a pretty big change. So again, I'm super excited about it.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck.
Yep, thanks, man.
Joined next by Christian Rasmussen. How's the test going so far today?
It's going well. We didn't really have a lot of driving. We only did two runs here this morning. Just because it's been so cold and we're kind of tire limited, so we're kind of saving everything for the afternoon. P3 to start with, pretty close to at the top there. So no, I'm satisfied. I'm not too worried about it. Just kind of looking to the afternoon and getting some good running in.
So you ran for Andretti last year, and you're running for HMD next year. You have a lot more teammates, probably the most teammates ever in an Indy Lights series. Is all of that data going to be valuable? Is there any point where it could be just information overload?
No, I think it's going to be valuable for sure, especially with having limited time on the new Firestone tires.
Yeah.
We don't really know when we're going to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think having that little time, you want as much information as possible, and we're getting a lot of information, a lot of engineers working, a lot of drivers working. So I think that's going to help us.
So what's the off-season plan of attack for testing? Is it just run laps? Are there certain things that you want to work on as a driver that you noticed from the last year?
I mean, you obviously always want to work on stuff as a driver. I think when you kind of become complacent and don't think that you can learn anymore, I think that's kind of when you don't excel anymore. So there's definitely some stuff from last year that we want to work on. But I think for me, it's all about getting that new tire and getting. Yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of laps in the lights car so far this year, so I'm just looking forward to see what that new tire does.
Is there any, I don't know, frustration, worry, concern that you're going to do some testing over the next couple months in a Cooper tire, and then all of a sudden, you know, probably right before the season starts, you're going to switch to a Firestone tire? And I mean, everybody will be on an equal playing field because they won't have it either, but is there a little concern about preparation time?
I mean, for sure, we wanted as much preparation on the new tire as possible, so it's not optimal that we're testing on Coopers. But as you say, it's the same for everyone, which is the good part. It would be kind of bad if one team had the tires and another didn't. So at least it's the same for everyone. And you know what? I think it's going to be cool. Nobody will have a lot of time to develop a setup for it. So it's kind of, it will be up to the individual engineers and teams for them to figure it out quick, which I think is good.
How are you staying busy this off season when you're not testing?
I have just come back from a little trip back home to Denmark, and I'm staying here for a little bit, and then I'm heading back over Christmas and New Year's again. So right now it's just kind of testing, focusing on next year and getting all the workouts in and getting prepared. Then I'll have a little bit of time off over Christmas and New Year's, go back home, catch up with friends and family, and then ride back to it in January.
Nice, man. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Joined next by Reese Gold. Is this your Indy Lights debut today at the test?
Sir.
So, you know, you have a good Indy Pro or USF Pro 2000 season, whatever it's called now. You make your jump up to Indy Lights. What's the morning been like so far?
Yeah, the car, you know, we're just building it now, so a couple problems. Didn't get many laps in, but just learning the car, you know, really excited, a big different, but just taking it step by step and putting it together.
What are the biggest differences to you as a driver in an Indy Lights car?
I mean, first of all, obviously way more power, like double the power, and then you got to deal with turbo lag as well is a big factor, and then also just a lot more busy, you know. Car's a lot bigger, a lot more powerful, so you're just a lot more lively in the cockpit, so just kind of have to change your driving a bit from the Indy Pro car to the Lights car.
So for testing purposes today, are you just mainly focused on getting as many laps this afternoon as you can, not worried about setups or speed or anything like that? Just get laps.
I mean, as a racing driver at heart, it's hard to not care about speed, but, you know, the primary focus is get laps in the car and get seat time. But, you know, always want to be fast, but just focusing on, you know, we got a lot of testing and not the tires aren't even here yet, so just learning the car, really, you know.
Is there any concern, especially in your case, because you haven't driven a car, an Indy Lights car until today, that you won't have the 2023 tires until some point in January?
I mean, it's the same situation for everyone, so, you know, and we see other people jump in, like, last season, first season in the car, and they've been fast, so I think it's the same situation for everyone, so I think it'll be all right.
Is your 2023 confirmed to be in this car next year?
Yes, I'll be in Indy Lights.
Awesome, man. Well, congrats, and best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joined next by Hunter McElroy. You're no longer an Indy Lights rookie.
I know.
How's that feel?
Good. I think it's nice just having the knowledge to lean on. Yeah. You know? It's definitely it's funny. I remember this time last year I did my first test.
Yeah.
And like just such a different position this year with everything I know. I feel like the veteran now. So no, it's nice. I think just putting everything to good use. Obviously it's just testing, right? So we're kind of just going out and doing laps, but even at a test you kind of just feel like a lot of kind of deja vu in some sense.
Yeah.
So no, it's been good and having fun.
So you know, you had a solid rookie year, you were Indy Lights rookie of the year. How do you build on that this off season to get better for next year?
It's kind of what we're doing now, really. There's a few things I've been wanting to work on, so should be good, I think. Just kind of a few things. It's hard, right? Because like the elephant in the room is that we're on Cooper tires right now.
And stole the question right from me.
We're not running Firestone, so
yeah.
I'm not really worried about like the usual things like that fall off the tire and the long run stuff. Like to be honest, I'm really just treating this as like a track day more than anything, and just more of like a refresher of getting back in the car, because you know we're gonna be on a completely different compound next year, so. There's still things I think you can learn, little stuff that kind of I'll keep to myself, I guess, but just little stuff like that that I can kind of see in the data and things like, okay, it's going the right direction and stuff like that.
Is that kind of how you have to approach an off season, where you're running on one set of tires now and then, you know, come January you're going to be on something different? It's just kind of like track days and like little bits and pieces, but you know, come January there's going to be a whole new ball game I need to work on.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's still going to be four round black tires, right? So it's still going to be a race car. It's still going to be an Indy Lights car. But, you know, I think there is going to be definitely some adapting that goes into it. So I'm actually not too opposed to what we're doing, because all the rookies that are coming in are going to learn the Coopers, and then we'll have to relearn the Firestone as well. So if anything, that's a positive I take from it. But everyone's in the same boat. I'm in a really good team, so I'm not too worried. And I believe in myself that I can adapt pretty quick to it.
How you keeping busy in the off-season, long off-season, when you're not testing?
I've been really training a lot in the off-season. It's nice now. We were in the off-season the last couple of months, but now we have tests every couple of weeks, which is nice, you know, just to be back in the car and be able to just be back in the swing of things. You know, it doesn't seem like that long ago we were winter testing for this year. So, you know, again, and a lot of the things, because I know the car, we can really test. You know, it's not like I'm learning tracks or learning any characteristics, really. Like, I know everything of where the car's at, so I really can focus on purely things that we want to learn, which is nice. So, as much as you can, anyway, on these tires, like I said.
Awesome, man. Well, good luck. Next up, probably last one of the day, James Rowe. How's the test going this morning?
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far for us. First day here to kick off the 23 season. Obviously, with Andretti, new team, new environment, new engineers. I've been in a lights car since, I think, July.
Yeah.
So just getting back in the groove. Really happy with how it's going. And we're just chipping away on our own program. And we'll put tires out of this evening and see what we got.
How's how's it been at... I know you probably haven't been with Andretti very long, but is it... refreshing to be part of a slightly bigger team this year?
Yeah, it's just I think everything they do, it's so structured, and attention to detail is what they're about.
Yeah.
You know, it's they're about fine details, and it's pretty impressive being there. Just they have all the boxes covered, and I guess I'm just like a sponge, you know, at this stage in their environment, making the most of it.
You have a teammate to our left who's was the rookie of the year last year for Indy Lights, and a couple other experienced teammates. Is that helpful, in your case, to have teammates who have been through a full year and had some pretty good success?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hunter was strong all last year. There's no denying that. He came out of the gates and had a pole, so he was up there. Now, I guess he's the benchmark, in our camp at this stage of the year, so we're comparing to him, and hopefully in a few months or weeks he'll be compared to us.
So what's the off season looking like for you? Testing any sports cars or anything like that to keep busy in between now and St. Pete?
Yeah, we got options. I think that's the beauty of this industry at this time of year.
Yeah.
Right now, Indy Lights is our focus, and that's where our mind is. But we got other offers left and right of us that I guess it's just about picking when the time's right. But most of all, making sure we do a good job here with Indy Lights.
So, question I've asked just about everybody I've talked to today is, Indy Lights is switching to a Firestone tire next year. You'll probably get it right before the season starts. Is it a little nerve-wracking getting a new tire right before the season starts when most of the off-season right now and wherever you head next, you'll be on the older Cooper tire?
I mean, not really, to be honest with you. I mean, when you're surrounded like a team like Andretti, every confidence in that group of guys that they'll figure it out and just trust them. I mean, you couldn't ask to be in a better corner when it comes to new tire coming in. Those guys have a lot of experience with the Firestone.
Awesome, man. Well, I think you're about to head back on track, so good luck.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.